Oh, hello, all you gorgeous West Los Angelinis, you.
Isn't this a nice community, Charlie?
Yeah.
I've been so impressed with all the beautiful architecture here.
You mean the high school girls?
No. No, I mean the homes here. I take my hat off to this town.
Well, you better not. There's a draft in here.
Oh. Now, listen, Mr. McCarthy.
It's Dr. McCarthy to you. You peasant.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't tell me that it's M.D.
No, it's D.D.
Oh, D.D.?
Yeah.
Doctor of Dentistry?
No.
No?
No, Doctor of Dogs.
Doctor of Dogs.
Yeah. I'm the Louis Pasteur of the puppies.
Oh, I see. Veterinarian?
No, a chiropodist.
Oh. A chiropodist?
Yeah, you know, a tootsie technician.
Yeah, I know.
A corn husker.
Yeah.
A fetlock fixer.
Yeah, I know.
My slogan is limp in, leap out.
Oh, I know. Well, with that slogan, business should be good.
Yes, it should, yes. Well, you want me to make a speech on the state of the bunion?
No.
Got one ready.
Yeah.
You know, Skinny Dugan and I opened our offices and we're ready for business. Oh, we're just ready for it.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
You a doctor.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's so. I'll have you know that I've just taken my oath of hippopotamus.
Is that so?
I'm a doctor in a big way.
Yeah, you are. But chiropody, well, that requires... It requires years of study.
Oh, sure. We went through all that. We've been through all that stuff. We know.
Hey, where did you get your knowledge?
We got it. We got the stuff here.
Where did you get it?
Well, we read the fine print on a box of corn pads.
Oh, I know.
And we're soliciting business from the police force and the mailmen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would mean quite a bit for you if you get that.
Oh, you bet it would. We'll be living off the flat of the land. Wasn't that a stinker?
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Well, they say that feet are responsible for bad posture.
That's true. It's absolutely true. Yes, we cover all that, too, you know. One look at you, Bergen, and I can tell you that you should be posturized.
Is that so? What's wrong with my posture?
Well, you've got what we call, medically speaking, Mike.
Yes.
A bad list to starboard.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I think your cargo has shifted.
Oh, I see. That's nonsense.
Oh, Bergen, why don't you come in and see us sometime?
Well, how much do you charge, Charlie?
Well, I'll tell you, we give you a linear rate.
Linear rate?
Yeah. We charge by the foot.
Oh, I see. How much?
6 cents foot.
6 cents?
Yeah, 6 cents foot, yeah. Of course, that also includes a fortune.
A fortune?
We read the palms of your feet.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't think you'll get rich that way. Have you done any advertising?
No, we depend mostly on word of mouth, you know. It's awfully good when you get it.
Yeah, I see. Well, what do people say?
Well, most of them say, let me out of here.
I see. Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Have you had any customers?
Yes. Uh-huh. The other day, old man Dugan limped by.
Limped by.
Yeah. So we said to him, won't you come into our salon and have one on us?
Uh-huh. And he accepted?
Yes, he said, just a short one, boys. Not too much foam.
I see. Well, Charlie, Mr. Dugan's so-called limping isn't due to foot trouble, is it?
I think it is. It must be. We asked him why he walked so funny, and he said, too much corn.
He did, yes.
So we went to work on him.
And what did you find?
Callus on the sole of his foot.
Is that so? Probably caused by pressure, no doubt.
Yes, that's right. For years, a brass rail has been pressing against his foot.
I see.
We operated for $1.25.
Oh, no. Operated?
For sure.
But what about infection?
Oh, we throw that in free.
Oh, I see. Oh, poor Mr. Dugan.
Yeah.
How is he now?
Oh, he's coming along fine.
Yes.
Yeah. We're teaching him how to walk on his hands.
Oh, I see.